This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clarkson Royals baseball, they got another spring training game going on later on this afternoon out in Surprise, Arizona. Josh Vernier is going to join us at 12:45, and we might have Michael Massey call in before they take the field later on today. And you were doing some digging on return trips to the postseason in baseball.
I think it's easy to be like, the expectation for the Royals this year is get back to the league, get back to the postseason. And I kind of agree to the sense to be like, I'm going to be disappointed in any season this year for the Royals that does not end in a return trip to the postseason. I got some bad news. It is way harder than I am making it sound like that, despite the fact Major League Baseball has increased their number of playoff teams in the last decade. So Salvi was talking to the clubhouse the other day. I don't need to play the clip, but Salvi was like, you know, this team's got a good mentality now. They know they can win. They're not thinking about winning. And all those things make sense to me. Once you know you're a winner versus you're hoping you are, it's a lot easier to kind of like roll that into winning again. Last year, only 50% of the teams that made the playoffs in Major League Baseball went back. And I want you to remember an important note to that. That is, teams like the Dodgers exist. So of that 50%, the Royals aren't 50-50 to get back to the postseason based on historical average, because high-spending teams are gonna go back, right? The teams who handle their money and know how to handle their money, like the Yankees and the Dodgers, they're at a disproportionately high advantage of returning to the postseason this year just based on salary alone. So, like, realistically, it's probably, and I looked up 5 years in a row, 35-40% chance. I think a market the size of Kansas City returns to the playoffs the following year. Does that put a different perspective on what the expectations for this team should be, knowing that everyone is still under control? I'm not saying you have to do a rebuild year or anything like that. They should be competitive, and I think they will be. But just penciling in playoffs, man, the stats do not back up that that's something I should be doing.
So I think any Royals fan would just say, well, obviously nobody's going to take it for granted, because we just got done discussing all last season how they made their first trip to the postseason in 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, so I think a lot of Royals fans are like, well, we get it. It's not likely.
But the last time they went to the playoffs, they went to the playoffs and then went right back to the playoffs.
My expectation is for them to win the division, let alone make the playoffs. Like, the playoffs, absolutely, I'm expecting that. I think everybody in this town should hold this team to that barometer for this season, right? I mean, that to me is pretty clear. Is it going to be another tough task? Yeah, the division looks like it's going to be ultra competitive again, and these teams are very close to each other. The difference between being first and third yet again might be like four
narrow
games or something like that. I mean, I think that's very, very true. And I know we'll have more time as we get closer to opening day to discuss what's it look like if they do get back in repeat as playoff appearances, if you will, or what's it look like if they fail to reach the goal of getting back and winning the division? I think it's actually very clear. It's not hard to figure out what each one looks like, you know, and pitching is a huge, huge part of the equation.
Yeah, injuries. And look, we always know that we could, because baseball's a long season. They lose some important pitcher for 90 days this year.
Sure.
You know, expectations maneuver and change throughout there. But, like, they are a young team, and fundamentally they were a playoff team last year, and they are the same. Like, actually, they're better because they're the same lineup, except for now they have a qualified leadoff hitter, and unlike the last 6 weeks of the baseball regular season, they have their middle-of-the-order bat currently in Vinny Pasquantino. And I know it's on paper because this is the thing I would be hesitant of on the bullpen. But we know what the bullpen ended up being last year and how hard they fought to be of relevance late. And they were better late because they had Urseg and a few other guys who started to perform and that they traded for that made a difference. They should be so much better in the bullpen. It kind of makes me feel like this case. I'm just like, I'm not trying to temper expectations fully because I do think that, like, it's playoffs or bust in a lot of ways in my mind for what the Royals need to do. But because I want them building an organization similar to what I see in those teams that go to the playoffs 6 or 7 times out of a decade in those small markets, I'm going to have to accept that there's going to be years in which they make the playoffs 1 year and don't the next. And the statistics bear that out strongly,
but if
especially for a small market team.
But their best chance, or like if you want to expand this out over the next like 2 or 3 years, their best chance to get there is this year. Like, if you're going to say over the next, include last year, a 4-year span.
Yeah, because there's only so much time with Waka, Lugo, and Reagan.
Right.
Although they have those guys under contract for 4 years.
Sure, but just an age thing and otherwise. Like, if you were back it up to last year, well, let's just use a 4-year sample, and you say they're going to make it 2 out of 4 years, this is the best remaining year, I would argue, over the next 2 years to maybe do it. Salvi gets older. You don't know about the health of Waka.
Because they have Caglione for maybe a full year next year.
But still, we're talking, as much as we...
And it's a prospect.
As much as we're excited about Jack, and he was on the show yesterday. If you missed the interview, it's up on our website and the Odyssey app. As much as we're pumped up about what he probably will bring, that is still an unknown. We are still talking about a prospect. So, you know, banking on that 100% a year from now, this to me is still their best year in this 4-year period to get to the postseason. I think they are better on paper heading into this year than they were a year ago as well. Not just because we saw him do it, but the bullpen is way better this year. Yeah. I think they have their leadoff hitter. We hope to have Jonathan India on the show in the next week or so. You know, the question will be, does the starting pitching that is regress? And if it does, okay, is the offense better? Is the bullpen better to mask that?
I think there's a chance. I think if you made me guess right now, I'd probably agree with you that this is their best, but there's part of me that thinks that they're doing things functional organizations do and that the buildup behind and just the general minor league system, not specifically just putting it all on Jack Caglione, would be better because everyone in their projected 2025 starting lineup is, except for Hunter Renfroe, is under contract next year. They can technically return their entire starting lineup again if they want. India, right. Bobby Wood Jr., Vinny, Salvi, Massey, Melendez, Garcia, and Isbell. I'm not saying they'd return all those guys. I'm just saying... Every single, and they're starting projected 5. I think everyone but Lorenzen is under contract. It's like a huge chunk would be back next year, plus an extra year of developing a minor league system where maybe some of the names outplay some of the guys who are in the bigs and take their jobs, and hypothetically you're better. The bullpen's the unknown, but I would say that that's just baseball. Sure. Baseball, I got no idea what a bullpen's going to look like year to year. That's just, caution to the wind kind of
thing. The only thing I'll ask, if a couple people texted in, they said expecting the Royals to make the playoffs is always a bad way to fan, just begging to be disappointed. I would ask you, though, what a year in which they just went to the playoffs, I think we agree, even though there's concerns with the roster, they're either at minimum just as good, if not better on paper, and on paper doesn't mean results, but on paper heading in, that they're better, then what is your expectation? A year in which you win, 86 games, I think, they end up winning? 86, something like that? Yeah. They won 86 a year ago. For me now to sit here, I'm like, my expectation is for them to just win 80 this year.
What, 75 would be fine.
Then what are we, I guess, honestly, text back, please. What are you expecting? like that, the bar should be to make the playoffs again. If I say, oh, you know what? That 1 year was good enough. I don't expect them when they have virtually the same roster coming back. If they would have lost Cole Reagans to an injury and Michael Walker didn't get re-signed and they didn't bring in Jonathan India, then yeah, then I would totally be with you. Like, well, yeah, my expectation is they're not going back because they lost this guy and they didn't bring in this guy.
They lost Singer, but they got right. better in the lineup and, you know, whatever.
Like, if your expectation is 70 wins, you're solely basing that off of being hurt for a decade. And I get it. That's all. Like that. That's the only thing you're basing off of. If you're saying you're not willing to have the bar at playoffs, then you are just saying, "Well, I've been disappointed for 25 years, and they only go to the playoffs three times every 25 years or whatever it was." Like that. That's basically what you're saying. That's fine. I get the pessimistic attitude.
But
man, if you're just looking on this year, because again, what's happening with this organization now is what happened in 2008 has nothing to do with the people in the building in 2025.